Retirement Dream. The best places to live the perfect life.
Where would you go to live if you won the lottery? A recent survey lists the top 10 places to live when money is no longer an issue. We spoke to a few people who are actually there.
Southwest France. We sold our home in Bristol, England, and went to live on the southwest of France. It's got a warm climate and wonderfully lazy lifestyle and easy access from Britain. Most well-off people head for the Côte d'Azur, but there's better value in Languedoc and Gascony, where you can buy farmhouses for under £500,000. Marjorie Barker.
Florida. I came into some money and decided to move to Florida. There are some parts that you definitely wouldn't want to live in, but it's an enormous state with some great places, particularly along the Gulf of Mexico. Medical care in the US is more expensive than in Britain, but the cost of living is really low. But, best of all, the weather's great. It isn't called the Sunshine State for nothing. Jeff Simmons.
Le Marche, Italy. I used my redundancy package to buy a place in the Le Marche region of Italy on the Adriatic coast. It's got everything from snow-capped mountains to sandy beaches and beautiful vineyards. Property is far cheaper than in the neighboring region of Tuscany, too. Melinda Sampson. Australia. My husband and I retired last year and decided to move to Australia. Getting the visa can be difficult, and you need to provide evidence of a decent income, but you won't regret it. Look to buy in Victoria or New South Wales. They're the best places, in my opinion. Molly Brown. Thailand. My husband and I chose to move to Thailand, which is perfect. There are gorgeous beaches, low living costs, and really nice people. The island of Koh Samui and the mountain city of Chiang Mai are the best places to live, I think. Jasmine Brooks.
Antigua. When we retired last year, we decided to move to Antigua. It's one of the most enchanting islands in the English-speaking Caribbean, and it's half as expensive as Barbados. There are more than 300 beaches to choose from. The people are great and the food is delicious. Very spicy too. Luke Carmichael.
The Canary Islands. The Canaries are perfect for us. They have all the advantages of the mainland in terms of weather, but only a fraction of the development. Steer clear of the tourist towns and look for something in Lanzarote and Fuerteventura. Victoria Smith.